Hey, 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 and welcome back for another week of Just Say Something's weekly podcast. My name is Philip Clark, and I'm the executive director here at Just Say Something. So we don't have a special guest. Oh, I'm our special guest this week. And, you know, we're going to talk about Red Ribbon Week. So since I've been here since 1992, I know a little bit about what we're doing and how we're doing it. So our person who manages our weekly podcast, I won't say her name, Wendy Hill, suggested that we do a quick down and dirty Red Ribbon podcast. So here we go. So as many of you know, we are known in the community for Red Ribbon Week. That's how we built the identity of the organization back in the early 90s. And so with that, something never changes with Red Ribbon Week, and those are the dates. So Red Ribbon Week is October 23rd through 31st. And no, it's not a Monday through Friday. Sometimes it's a Wednesday through Saturday and those kind of things. Doesn't matter. Red Ribbon Week is Red Ribbon Week. And so many of you do know also that we provide free supplies for our schools and for community groups or whatnot. So if you're listening to our podcast, you can reach out to us and order your Red Ribbon supplies. And I'll tell you how to do that in just a moment. What we want you to do is we have updated our Red Ribbon notebook, which has ideas, themes, program request forms, order form, all kind of forms and information that you, whether it's your school, whether it's your church, community, things that you can do to help celebrate Red Ribbon Week. If you aren't sure about Red Ribbon Week and you have Netflix, go to Narcos Mexico, and it will give you the story of Enrique Camarena, who was the DEA agent who was killed. He was kidnapped, tortured, and killed because he was trying to keep drugs out of our country. And so back in the late 80s, communities across the country started wearing red ribbons in honor of Kiki. So instead of ribbons now, we have wristbands. And so we'll have wristbands this year. We'll have banners. We'll have pledge cards. We'll have stickers and many, many other supplies that communities and schools are community centers, churches, businesses can get for free. And so in order to get those, you'll want to go to justsaysomethingsc.org and go under resources. And under resources, there'll be a tab for Red Ribbon Notebook. Or you can go through our sister site of PowerCollectiveSC.com, and you can find it there. And in that, you have a deadline to order your Red Ribbon supplies, so we make sure we have enough for everyone. So the deadline is September the 27th, so it'll be here before you know it. And so order what you need for your school or group through the order form that is in the Red Ribbon Notebook. But make sure you complete and send in that request form by September 27th. In October, we'll have pickup day for your Red Ribbon supplies, and that will be on October 17th and 18th. And so just know that you can order by September 27th. And pick up on either October 17th or 18th. You got to make sure you fill out the form. And then when you come and pick up supplies, then we will have you sign that you are now have the responsibility. So when someone from your organization or school calls and says, we never got our supplies, we can trace it back to you. Trust me, we've had that happen. So Red Ribbon Week, October 23rd through 31st. Red Ribbon Notebooks on justsaysomethingsc.org or powercollectivesc.com. And order deadline, September 27th. Pick up in October. And or you can give us a call, but we'll send you the order form to fill out at 864-467-4099. So that's Red Ribbon Week, short and sweet and to the point. Again, supplies are free. Donations are greatly accepted. I know some of our schools do pennies for prevention during Red Ribbon Week and donate the money to Just Say Something. So that's always an option. And so let's start getting prepared and let's get ready and you get ready to order your free supplies from Just Say Something. Again, if you have any questions, let us know. We're happy to work with you in your school or your church or your community. Thanks again for listening. And this is Phil Clark from Just Say Something, and we will see you next Tuesday. Have a great rest of your week.